Chapter 34.
Bryn Mawr,
Ben said, glancing between dragons.
What do we do?
If ever there was a time that he should use Fang, it was now. He hadn't stood toe-to-toe with dragons before.
Watch my back,
Bryn Mawr said.
And that dwarven steel should cut them.
The dragon snorted blasts of hot air at them and circled.
Great lizards with wings,
Bryn Mawr called them sometimes. They crept like cats with scales. Their claws dug up the muddy ground like sharp metal rakes. A deep rumble came from their bellies, ready to unleash the thunder that waited inside. Ben's knuckles were white on his sword grip. The dragons that ruled night and day had come out to play.
We can take them,
Bryn Mawr said.
Just stay close. I don't think these grayscalers are big enough to be breathers. Just go for the neck and nose. And watch out for the...
A black dragon tail lashed out, lifting Bryn Mawr from his feet, sending him head over heels on the ground. Ben chopped downward and scored a deep cut in the tail. The beast let out an angry growl and whirled on him with hot saliva dripping from its mouth. He swung back and forth, keeping both dragons at bay. They clawed and swatted at him. Their heads slid back and forth with cat-quick eyes. Ben struck at one's nose. Its long neck recoiled from harm with ease. A tail swept at his feet. He jumped high over the tip of the tail. The other caught him full in the chest. It felt like it loosened his body from his bones, and down hard he went. The sword flew from his fingertips. A second later, the dragon, twice the size of him, had him pinned down. Its claws dug into his shoulders. Ben screamed. The dragon jerked away from him. Golden shards of light were buried in his face. Ben scrambled for his sword, dove and rolled back onto his feet. The angry dragon came right back at him. Ben swung a two-handed blow with all his strength, splitting its nose. The beast went into a mad frenzy. Its eyes flashed with anger. And on it came. He braced himself for the charge. But the dragon didn't charge him. It leaped.
Cats! I can't catch that thing!
Bryn Mawr rolled like a metal ball onto his feet with Warhammer ready. It wasn't the first dragon he'd fought, and it wouldn't be the last. Not if he moved fast. He rushed the backside of the nearest dragon. In a split second, it turned.
Too late, lizard!
Bryn Mawr brought Warhammer down with all his might and all his power, striking it in its backside. It sounded like a crack of thunder. The grayscaler's entire body shuddered. Its wings jolted, stretched, and shuddered. Bryn Mawr struck again, and again. His battle-lusted mind heard the cry of an elf. He turned.
Bryn Mawr!
Bezog yelled, pointing above. A dragon dove from the sky and snatched him up.
Let me down, you filthy lizard.
Woozy, Bezog's mind raced on what to do. Ben and Bryn Mawr were both in grave danger. He himself was almost too weak to move. Bryn Mawr was being lifted away toward a certain doom. He envisioned the dwarf being dropped into the fiery Jordak River.
No!
The Elderwood staff glowed hot in his hands. He pointed it at the flying dragon. He swore he could hear Bryn Mawr screaming in the air.
Don't you dare, elf!
The half-elf wizard unleashed the staff's power in a long, hot burst of mystic flame. It streaked across the sky and struck the dragon in the shoulders. Bryn Mawr tumbled toward the earth.
Soft landings, dwarf!
He muttered, eyes searching. He found Ben just as the grayscaler leaped on top of the rangy warrior. Fangs and claws tore into him.
No, Ben! No!
The dwarven armor lasted a few seconds before the dragon ripped it all off. Ben didn't think. He fought. His strong country thews were no match for the might of the dragon. All he could do was hang onto its horns, push back against its great neck. A moment passed, and his battle-hardened muscles began to shudder and give.
I won't die without giving it everything I've got.
burning saliva dropped on his chest, and the dragon let out a triumphant rumble and opened its jaws wide. Then put forth a great heave with his last ounce of strength. The dragon lurched backward with an alarming howl. Ben gasped. He was free. Exhausted, but free. The dragon clawed at the ground. It roared in anger. Something had it by the tail. Ben's heart pounded. That something was Nat's dragon.